Today's Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph Omud Aleph, and we're concluding Simen Pei Tes, and we had read the entire conclusion of the Mechaber yesterday, Siv Ches, and we'll just chazer it outside today. In Siv Ches, the Mechaber had said that if a person has to get up early under extenuating circumstances, he has to go to travel or something like that, and he has to daven when it is the time to daven Shemoneh Esrei, right after dawn, but not yet the time to daven Kriyashma. So since it will be difficult for him to daven with Kavanah while he's traveling, he says it's preferable for a person in that situation to go and daven at home Shemoneh Esrei in the morning while he's standing up, then go and travel and say Shema later on, either while he's traveling, if he can have Kavanah for the first paragraph, or at a later point in time. And this way it's preferable to say the Shemoneh Esrei in a more concentrated type of a way earlier in the morning with more concentration, and to not say Somech Gula and Tefillah, to combine the Shema with the Brachas of Shema and the Shemoneh Esrei together, which is the Halacha Lamaisa. That was the opinion that we brought down yesterday in the Mechaber. Today we'll discuss that and show you what the Halacha Lamaisa is. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Lamed Ches says the person has to get up early, Shet Sarich, he has to get up early. The caravan won't wait for him. The train leaves at 6 o'clock, and he can't say, well, I'll take a later train. There is no later train. Or any other extenuating circumstances that's beyond his control. Sivkot Lamed Tes, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Yochel Ispalo. We'd said, the Mechaber had said, in that situation, you'd be allowed to daven Shemoneh Esrei as soon as it's dawn. Pirish. Dibistam derech ein yochol lechavi mitvila. The Mishnah Berurah's opinion over here is that a person stam on the road is not able to have any kavana. Whether he's certainly walking on his own, or even Yoshev Ba'golo Besino, or even if he's riding in some sort of a wagon or on a boat. Therefore, Olufikach, Amru Chacham Chazal said, Shetov Yoser Shispalo Mishalom Ben HaShachar. In this situation where he won't have Kavanah while he's traveling, it's better that he says Shemoneh Esrei as soon as it's dawn in his house. Avshein Odayin Ikos Mantvila, even though it's not the ideal time to daven, it's an acceptable time to daven. And even though in this way, Vagam Luyuchol Lismoch Gulu Latvila, he won't be saying the Shema right next to the Shemoneh Esrei the way you're supposed to. Ki Lo Yuchol Likro Oz Kriyashma, it's too early at that point in time to daven Kriyashma. As we mentioned many times already, the time for Kriyat Shema is when you can recognize an acquaintance at a distance of 4 amos. Nevertheless, even with all these detriments, this is preferable, i.e., to say the Shema separately than the Shemoneh Esrei. Say Shemoneh Esrei earlier in the morning and say Shema later on, and not be Somech Gula L'Tefillah. It's preferable than davening on the road when you won't have kavana and you'll be able to be somech gula l'tefila. Keep a base so yuchal ispal b'mid, because in your house you can stand up and say the Shemoneh Esrei more properly. Sivkot and mem, misha'ola amur ha-shachar. So when the dawn rises, that's when a person can go and say Shemoneh Esrei. So ayin bir halacha b'sif aleph, look at the bir halacha in sif aleph of this simen where we discuss shkaz shavnu b'shem harbei poskim the svilu l'davka achar shehir mizrach. We talked there about the famous machachlokas between the Magen of Rum and the other poskim as to whether it's just seeing a ray of light in the horizon, that's dawn, or you have to have the entire eastern sky lit up, heir mizrach. Certainly, the Kodim Lazer, before this time, before either of these two times, according to any opinion, it's not yet this man for Shemoneh Esrei for Tefillah. Or Bifrakish, Yerotza Oz Levarech Ala Tefillin, and certainly, if you want to say the Bracha on the Tefillin, even according to the earlier opinion for Shema, for Shemoneh Esrei, you certainly can't say the Bracha on the Tefillin at that point in time, Afilu Achashayir Mizrach, even after the entire eastern sky is lit up, until it's Zaman, Shiyakir is Chaver Richuk Dal Amos. The same time for the Shema is the same time for the putting on of the tefillin, when you can recognize an acquaintance at a distance of 4 Amos. Vimigi Azman Azet. Once that time is reached, however, Lukuli Amo Yikro Kriyashma, then you certainly can say Kriyashma Vispal Bideso, and then say Shemoneh Esrei in the house, Bisomach Gula Latvila, Kisikuna, the way you're supposed to. Even though Avshadayin Lohinitzacham, even though it's not the perfect time, it's not the Vasikin time, saying the Shema right before the sun rises and Shemoneh Esrei right afterwards, Kivin Shushasad Chak, since it's under extenuating circumstances, you are allowed to daven in this time period after Mishayakir. Vimu Baderach B'molon, if he's on the road in a hotel, Vashayarish Lo Omdim Lispalo Kodim Ze Azman, and the troop group that he's traveling with, the caravan that he's going with, is ready to daven before this time, Umishar, and he figures out, he calculates, the Ad Baruch Hu Yagi Zman. By the time he gets up to Baruch Hu, that will be the right Zman. So what should he do? He should put on Talis and Tefillin. Yuchalu L'Azkel Birchas Baruch Shomer. He can start with them and say Baruch Shomer, that you're allowed to say before this Zman. Gam Kein Imohem. He can say it with them, Le'isat to blow Tefillin. And he can say it up to there without putting on his Tefillin. And then, oh, She'il Bash Tefillin B'li Bracha. Or alternatively, he could put on his Tefillin now without making a Bracha. And then, when it becomes the time for Tefillin, V'acha She'yigi Abin Yishtabach Le'yot Seror, as we've already discussed, then it's the Megiyah Zman, Yimash Meshban B'Yivarach. Then you can either put them on at that point in time, or you can put them on earlier and now adjust them and make the Bracha at this point in time. Sivkot and Mem Aleph. Im Evshav V'chulei. If one is able to say the Kriyat Shema with some kavanah, they can say it while they're traveling, as long as you stop for the first pasuk. Rotsu lomar, dim yodea shagam Kriyat Shema pasuk rishon lo yuchal lechavi mederech. If he's not even able to say the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema while he's traveling, he's going in a dangerous neighborhood where there are wild animals or robbers over there, and he has to constantly be on the lookout, and he can't concentrate, close his eyes, and really concentrate even on one pasuk v'shma, then mutalikros kriyashma beveso gam kein tekev mishol amud shachar. Then, if he has absolutely no chance to say it in the right time, he's allowed to say it as soon as dawn has risen. Even though that's really not the proper time to say Kriyashma, but again, under absolutely extenuating circumstances where there's no other choice, then that's acceptable, as we've already learned in Simen Nunches, Sif Gimel. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Membeis writes, Hochi Odif, as we've explained till now, this is the opinion of the Mechaber. Everything we've been saying till now, that's acceptable not to combine Shema and the Shemoneh Esrei to be somat gula l'tvila, because you're saying the Shemoneh Esrei in the standing up position earlier than the time is for Shema, so this is the opinion of the Mechaber. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down here, halacha l'maisa v'rov ha'olam ein nizhar mizeh, the Velt doesn't follow this Mechaber. The Efshar, the reason is why, mishum denoagim ki idach poskim, because we follow all the other poskim, the Sviril who hold, the mismach gula l'tvila odif, that it's much more important for a person to be somat gula l'tvila than to do what the Mechaber said. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Alkei mispalun baderach." Therefore, we would say, "Daven on the road," and be somech im smichas gula l'tfila. Even though your tefila will not be as much with kavana, this is preferable. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah writes, "Od kosav imhu baderach." If he's traveling on the road, misyari shavos mian kriyashma, and he's afraid he's going to miss the zman of kriyashma, yikra kriyashma b'li brachos. Then say the shema and say it without the brachos, and be yotzei the mitzvah d'orais of saying kriyashma. And then, when you get to the hotel, then you're allowed to go and say the Kriyat Shema again with all the brachas of the Kriyat Shema, as we've already pointed out many times, and then say the Shemoneh Esrei, and you'll be somech gula l'tefila the way you were supposed to. If he sees that it's already going to be late, and he's delayed on the traveling, and he won't even get to the hotel until Shehi Rak Ad Dalit shows, until it's after the Zman Tefila, after 4 hours into the day, what should he do? In that situation, Bada Yispal Shemoneh Esrei Gam Kimid Erech, then also travel Shemoneh Esrei on the road. Mahalich, even while you're walking, or Miyushav, or while you're sitting still, whichever way you can do it, that would be acceptable, Bidiyevet. Ukishin Seyeh Balayla, if you're traveling at night, V'yochalovo B'molo L'spal Shem Marav, you're traveling at night and you can go to the hotel and daven Marav over there, Nochon L'Yisachar L'spal Adbo Shom. Wait to daven Marav, not while you're on the road, but wait till you get to the hotel and daven Marav later on, rather than davening it earlier in the night while you're traveling. Preferable not to daven while you're traveling, because your kavanah will never be as good. Unless, in lo shu yoshein alo agola, unless he's traveling, let's say, in a wagon, or in a train, or in a plane, or something like that, where he's comfortable and will fall asleep, and we have to be concerned, v'yesh lochu shema besoch kach yala amun ashachar. By the time he gets to where he's going, he'll have basically been asleep, and he'll be so comfortable, he won't realize that it's amun ashachar, and it's too late to daven marav. And therefore, he says, Ayin and Reish Lamed Hei, and Simin Reish Lamed Hei, in the Shari Tshuva, Sivkot and Gimel, where this is discussed further. Oh, alternatively, Shu Yari Shemel Yelo Sham Mokum Menuch L'Spala. Or if he's concerned that when he gets to the hotel, it's going to be very noisy, it's going to be very crowded, and he won't be able to daven any better over there, in this situation, where he's concerned, Shiaval Balu Sham Bnei Abayis, whenever he's going there, a lot of people there that are going to interrupt his davening and his kavan anyway, so then it's perfectly acceptable and even preferable to daven on the road rather than waiting until you get to the place, because your kavanah won't be very good in that place anyway. This concludes Simen Pei Tes. Now we begin Simen Tzadi. Mekom HaRoi L'Spala, where's the proper place to daven? U'L'Spala L'Matzibur, davening with a Tzibur, and Din Holech B'Derech, and the laws of traveling on the road, and this is 27 Se'ifim. This is a long Simen. The Mechaber starts off in Sif Aleph, and he writes, HaMespala Lo Yamod Lo al gabi mita, when you're davening, one shouldn't stand up on a high place. For example, you shouldn't stand up on a bed. Lo al gabi kise, don't stand on a chair. Lo al gabi safsul, nor on a bench. And the Ramah adds, vafilu einon gvon gimel. Even if they're not more than three tfachim high, it's still not proper to do this. Why? Lo al gabi makom gvon, not on any high place. Elim kein haya zokin ochole, oshoya kavanoso, lashmi elitzibur. One shouldn't do this because one is going to be worried that he's going to fall off and won't be able to concentrate properly. The only people that can do this are if they're a sick person or an older person and they're unable to easily get down from this higher place, or if they're trying to make sure that their voice is heard as a shliach tzibur to a large group of people, so they're standing in a high place, so these would be acceptable reasons to stand on these higher places, otherwise it's improper. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Aleph writes, why? When a person is standing on these higher places, hutarud, he's obviously busy with the high place, meaning the Yari Shema Yipol. He's making sure that he's not going to fall, so he won't be able to concentrate properly on the davening. Therefore, Ulufize, Mashi, Tiru, Besol, Chumazochim, Cholis, how come a sick person or an elderly person are allowed to do this? After Ein Bo Mishum Gavus, even though there's no concern about the height, we should be afraid that they're going to fall off. They shouldn't be allowed, even if they're old and sick. So therefore, the Mishnah says, Tzarech Lomar Tam, the reason why they're allowed is Delo Hitrichu Chachomim. The rabbis didn't trouble them to come down from this higher place. V'yitiru L'spala L'Aleim B'meshi Yitavlo. And they allowed him to daven, the older person or the sick person, in whatever way is most convenient for them. Be yeshiva, sitting down, or be'amida, or standing up. Alternatively, Oye Shloma D'may Rishom B'gavne D'leka B'yasus. Or we're talking about a place where, for whatever the reason, there is no concern that they'll fall off. Mishnah Berurah says, Sivkot and Beis, Einon Gavo and Gimel, even if this high place is not more than three tefachim tall. This is based upon the Bach, the Taz, who are matir in this situation. Avol El Yerabba Posik HaShulchan Aruch. The El Yerabba says, however, this is only true if it is at least three tefachim tall, that it's a problem. Sivkot and Gimel, Velo Al Gabe Mokom Gavoa, not on any high place. The Mishnah Berurah says, Lefish Ein Gavos Lifnei Mokom, because it's improper to be in a high place in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shnemar Mimam Akim Kirasich Hashem, from the depths we call out to you Hashem, and therefore these high places, it's inappropriate, even if there's no concern of falling, as we had said above, there still is a concern over here that it's considered inappropriate to daven in a high place before a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's an arrogant type of a position. Sivkot and Dalit, the Zokin or the Chol are allowed to, Shekoshel Olerid Mialamita. The Mishnah Berurah explains, as we've already explained before, because it's difficult for them to come down from this high place. And obviously, as we explained before, there is no concern that they'll fall, so we don't have to be worried that this is too high a place and it's an arrogant type of a position. Because they're sick or elderly, the rabbis were not matriach them to come down. Sivkot and Hei Lashmi Letzibor, but if he's in a high place because he wants to be able to be heard well, that would be also acceptable. The mutalo lamod agabi mokum gavoa. The person who's the chazan can stand on some sort of a platform so he'll be able to be heard better. Vafilo agabi kisio safsul, even on a chair or on a bench. The aim is emishum gavos, and that's not an arrogant posture, that's not a high place. V'yesh min achronim shekosvu, there are those achronim, including the prima godim, that write to shekosvu deichod yesh bo mishum biasuso, wherever there's a concern that you're going to fall down, afilu lashmi letzibur. Also, then, even if your intention is for good, to be able to be heard well by the population that's listening to you, nevertheless, it's also. Kosev, the Magen Avraham, then the Mishnah Berurah says, the Magen Avraham writes, sha'achshav nowadays, nagu sha'amokum sha'shliach tzibur omed alav hu omok mishar beis haknesses. Nowadays, we have the shliach tzibur in a lower area than the rest of the shul. Based upon the pasuk that we already explained, Mishum Mimamakim Korsich Hashem, from the depths I call out to you Hashem. And therefore, Lochei Nikra Shliach Tzibur, that's why we say that the Shliach Tzibur, the Chomokum, in every place, the Gemara uses the expression, Yored Lifnei Teva. He goes down in front of the Teva. In other words, he goes to a lower spot so we can have fulfillment of this idea, Mimamakim Korsich Hashem. The issue footnote number 3 brings down another reason for this, based upon the Maribe Chaviv, who says, Sheyored mi makomo lelechas l'teva. He goes down from his place to go to the teva, to go to the place where the chazan stands. Sif Beis, Shir Mokum Gavoa Shamru. That shir, which we've said, is considered a high place, Shlosh Tvachim, as we've already pointed out, the Ramah before brought down in the name of the Bach and the Taz, that it's even less than three tvachim, but the Mechaber holds the opinion over here that it has to be three tvachim to be considered a high place. Shir Mokum Gavoa Shamru, Shlosh Tvachim. Mishnah Berurah explains as if cut and vav, pirish, afilu ara smichsa, even if it's a flat area, vagova gimel tvachim, even though it's all a flat area, if it's more than three tvachim high, asur lamo to love l'spalo, one cannot stand on that area to daven, because it's considered gavus. Aval pochos mizeh, if it's smaller than this, en govo nikar, then the height is not greater than three tvachim, it's not considered significant. The issue footnote number 5 brings down, if the flat area is more than three tvachim high, but it's wide enough, then it's considered a separate entity by itself, and it's not a problem of gavus. Likewise, if you're standing on a flat area that's just slightly higher than the surrounding area, that is also acceptable, even according to the poskim who say that on a chair or on a safsal it's no good, even if it's less than 3 tefachim high, like the Bach and the Taz said. The Mechaber continues and he says, Hoya gavoa shlosha, if it is more than 3 tefachim high, however, the area that you're standing on, yeshbo arba amos al arba amos, it's 4 amma by 4 amma wide, then that's like considered an attic, hareyu ka'aliya, umutul espalabo. That's a separate area and one is permitted to daven there. That's not called gavos in a high place. Likewise, if it's surrounded by walls or some other mechitza, even if it's not 4 amos by 4 amos, mutul espalabo, one is permitted to daven over there because she'en gavo nikar, because the height is not recognizable, kiven shecholak rishus. It's a separate entity and therefore it's acceptable. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Zayin writes, Mukaf mechitzos, ubima chadasha, a brand new bima, shebeveis haknesis, in the shul, shadayin lohuk v'mechitzos, it doesn't have the mechitzos around it, pashat yosel ispalalel, certainly one cannot daven over there, because that's considered a high area, it's not recognizably separate, because there are no mechitzos around it. However, umiyu, linyan shamash shemakom ulamot sham, but the sextant of the shul, the shamis, whose job it is to stand over there, bekvias, lotzarche beis haknesis, and take care of any needs of the shul, near the mut, he would be permitted to stand over there, kemo linyan umnin, Basif Gimel, just like workers who are davening in a certain place are allowed to stand where they are because they're necessary over there, so too the shamash would be allowed to stand over there in that area. Siv Gimel, the Mechaber writes over here, Ha'omnin, workers, Sha'osim Malacha, Labalabayis, the workers that are doing work for the owner of the house. Yecholun Lispal Barosha, Zayis Barosha Teina, they're allowed to go and daven up there on the top of the trees of an olive tree or of a Teina, a fig tree. And that doesn't fall into the category of you're not allowed to stand in a high place. Why not? Since they went up there to do their work, it's no different than going up to the attic. That's their place, and therefore they're allowed to domino there. Why are olive trees and fig trees different? For other trees, you have to go down. Why? Why is the olive and also the fig tree different than the other trees? Because they have many more leaves and branches than other trees, and therefore, it's much more difficult to go up and down, and therefore, the rabbi said, they're going to take too much time away from work, climbing up and climbing down, and therefore, the rabbis permitted them to daven up there on the higher area of the olive or fig tree, but not for other trees. But for other trees where it's much easier to go up and down, the rabbi said, go up and go down, and this way don't daven up on the top. The Baal Bayis himself, the owner of these trees, afilu meirosh hazayis v'ateina tzorech leirid l'ispalo. He's not allowed to stay up there, even on the top of the olive or fig trees, which we said the workers can stay up there. He's not allowed to stay up there. Why not? Because he's his own boss, shubir shazatzmo, and he's not meshubid to his work over here. So he can say, I'll lose 5 minutes of work going up and down. It's my business. I'm allowed to take that loss. I have to take that loss. The only reason we allow the workers not to have to go up and down because they're being paid and it's not fair that they're being paid and they're not doing their work. And therefore, but this reasoning doesn't apply to the Baal HaBayis, and therefore the rabbis are not makel to allow the Baal HaBayis to stay up there. The Baal HaBayis has to come down. However, his workers are allowed to stay up there. That concludes today's share.